Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Earl Nguyen. I'm just responding to a mail and an offer you sent me about business loans.
Okay. What type of loan are you looking into? Are you looking for equipment financing? Are you looking for working capital?
Working capital.
Okay. And how much are you looking for, sir?
$250.
Okay. And what do you plan to use the money for?
Well, a couple things. One, I have a tax lien I need to pay off for $130, and the rest is just for business growth. I need to hire more staff.
Okay. And are you on a payment plan currently with the IRS for the tax lien?
No, I'm not, and I'm working with an attorney to have that settled, but I owe like $130, so either I pay off or he's working to get me the payment plan, but that's not finalized yet.
Okay, no biggie. I was just curious. Do you currently have any other working capital loans?
I do.
And who are those with, and what are kind of estimated balances on those?
One is with IOU. I think the balance is approximately $30,000.
Okay.
The other one is with OnDeck, and that's probably around $90,000?
$90,000,
yeah. So I was planning on using this $250 to pay them off and pay the IRS. Kind of clean my slate a little bit, plus hire an extra staff member.
Okay. Sounds good. And then what would you say your average deposits are on a monthly basis?
$80,000.
Okay, so roughly $1 million in sales annually?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. I believe those are, you know, in line to get you the $250 that you're looking for. There is a 16-digit reservation code on that form.
Sure.
I'm just trying to get to the proper page here, and then give me just about 5 seconds here. Let me get to the proper page. Okay, I'm ready.
2311 0 1 0 1 correction 0 0 1 3 9 9 2 9.
Okay. And are you Earl?
I am Earl Nguyen, yes.
Okay. Are you a football fan?
Football or soccer, because you have to be careful. Football like American football, or football as the rest of the world knows it?
I was thinking American football, but
okay.
Both of those work. I'm an American football fan. My daughter's a pretty competitive soccer player, or football player.
Why you ask that? Where are you now?
Well, I'm in California, but I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. So whenever I see clients calling in that are in that area.
Yeah, I am I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll do better this year. They've been struggling the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully a new coach. And unfortunately, we lost some of our stars, but I think they'll get back there hopefully sooner than later. Pardon me?
San Francisco fan? You're a San Francisco fan or an Eagles fan?
No, I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm in Southern California, born and raised in Southern California, but I became an Eagles fan when I was about 13 years old, watching Randall Cunningham and the team, you know, just stuck.
Yeah.
So.
Mac
whenever I see my East Coast clients calling in from that area, I tend to kind of ask them whether they're Giants or Eagles fans or possibly even, you know, Steelers fans sometimes. But yeah, you're right. Then there's McNabb and
Steelers fans. Yeah. They love Steelers. They'll drive that 6-hour drive to Pittsburgh from Jersey.
Wow. That's die hard, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so make sure I have a good contact number. What is the best number to reach you at?
My cell is 732-740-9349.
Okay. And then what is a good email address for you?
It's E as in everybody, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy, O as in open, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, @yahoo.com.
I am going to shoot you an email right now. You in front of the computer?
Well, I'm probably going to use it on my phone. I'm in front of it, but it's not on. But if you send it to me, I can get it.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm going to have my direct phone number in that. So I want to make sure that you receive it just in case, you know, you have any questions. Pretty self-explanatory. So the process will be pretty similar to, you know, on deck.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'll need six. I said the process itself will be pretty similar to on deck. You know, so, you know, you have my direct line there if you have any questions, but I don't think, you know, there'll be anything, you know, at least on the front end that will be, you know, much different. You know, I'll need 6 months business bank account statements. Is your 15 tax return completed? Are you still, are you on extension or? Okay. So just the 14 tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a form for you to fill out. So pretty simple process.
Same form. You did send me a form. It says commercial finance. Fax to fund, that form?
Yes, but I have a different form that I'm going to send you that's a little bit easier to fill out. You can even fill it out, you know, you can type in if you want and then print it and sign it if you'd like. Let's see here. It's 14. Okay. So you should be getting that email any second here.
Kevin Bice, that's it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, it came through. 6 month bank account statement, taxes. Yeah, I got it through here. Right, and I do see the application.
Perfect.
Okay. So just fill this in, send it back to you, and send you the 6 month bank statement. All right?
You got it.
All right, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And then, you know, like I said, let me know if you have any questions.
I just want to be clear because, as I told you, what I need these funds for, with that tax lien, that is fine to use this fund to pay off. It's $130 that I owe them. That is acceptable to you guys to give me this loan because I've asked other people before, and that's like a stop sign right there.
Not with the working capital with us. You know, if you were looking to get an equipment loan, you know, over, say, a five-year period, we would want to see that you're at least on a payment plan and not because, you know, we think that you're, you know, a deadbeat business owner if you're avoiding taxes. more just so that we know that the government's going to step in and make it hard on you at some point, right? You never know when they're going to escalate and suddenly, you know, try to shut down your business or try to get assets to pay off the note, whatever the case may be. So we know, at least if you're on a payment plan, that they're not going to harass you at all. And that's all that we want to see. On the working capital, it's a little bit different. We have a lot of clients that take this money and pay off taxes or tax liens. So I don't see it being an issue.
All right, I appreciate it. All right, thanks a lot. I'll start working in it all.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.